My name Faik Ahmed, and I grew up and still living in Azerbaijan. It's one of the region that has like very rich culture heritage in general. I'm not talking about only Azerbaijan, but like our neighbors, the borders in this region can be different, like as a language again, as a religion, as countries, as a geography, etc. The women in this area, they're actually who keeping this tradition. So they're tradition keepers, if I can say that. But the carpet is one of the old objects that still like human being doing by hand with the same technology. That's also important. And it's still, again, like it's again something related with the woman power, because they doing carpet is actually, it's a woman work. And not only here. So after I travel different place in the world, actually. So most of the place, it's the textile making, textile related with a woman work. So it's mean with a woman intelligence, with a woman philosophy. And actually it's still like here also, like still it's continued by the, from mother, from grandmother to mother, and then from mother to daughter. So that's important knowledge. So weaving mostly it comes from the family, and there's something that's thousands of years existed thousands of years ago and still here, and it's still same human mind working because of Azerbaijan being, for example, part of USSR for 70 years. And of course that's influenced Azerbaijan culture a lot, because the communism, that was one of the idea as everything, start everything from the zero, forget about tradition, forget about culture, forget about religion, and even language somehow. But it's never happened, of course. So, for example, I can see, for example, as I'm researching, for example, as I see like many things been disappeared, and many part of the culture, they still exist without, you know, without complex understanding of it, because they somehow this disappeared during the 70 years. So it's very unique, I think, historical situation that not only Azerbaijan, but other traditional societies like faced with that. So, but now I see another country with absolutely another philosophy. For example, one of the traditional things, it's not only carpets, not only visual things, because all objects also related with a certain philosophy. And the center of all societies is mostly religion. So at least it was like for thousands of years. So it just right now we have another values like human rights and democracy, capitalism, for example, etc. And it's like another, it's new things for us. But mostly our culture, again, like our cultural or traditional understanding of the world, it comes from the core of any culture, which is religion, actually. Actually, my both parents, also my grandfather, actually, and grandmothers from both sides, they've been scientists. So mother is a doctor, she's a medical doctor, and the father is engineer. And I grew up like in absolutely no religious family. I never like been teaching based on traditional value. So, and I think it was quite dangerous, actually, because if you don't teach in your home, in your family, in your society that what is this biggest thing as a religion, it's becoming more, it can be serious. The society become more, after USSR, I think, but it's become more secular. So that's also been influenced to me, because it's one of the question, not only me as an artist, but also in society, that to understand like how we have to define ourselves. So it's hard to say what tradition is, because tradition is something that people following for thousands of years. As I start to meet with computer, like I mean, like as it came to this country and we start to buy it, etc. Because I'm an artist, so I used to work in different design companies. So that's why I learned a lot of programs. Everybody got to computers and everybody got to work with the different programs. Actually, the point when I start to work with the carpets, somehow it's two things is connected with each other. Because I parallelly learned this kind of new technologies and try to survive in this new world as a young man. And from another part, I was very interested in traditional things like religion again. And the carpet was there because I was interested in the symbols of carpets. So I did some kind of parallels between Buddhist mandala, where like it's very systematic pattern there. But in general, I was interested in knowledge of like kind of ancient knowledge of finding yourself. It's kind of process where you're visualizing it, you're drawing it, and yet then you're erasing it. No, I don't consider myself as a craftsman. You know, it's something that only women can do. So I can do, technically I can do carpet, but I did it maybe, I don't know, not a lot of time, maybe even 10 times. I know technology. I understand technology. This is what I said before, that I like to learn the principle. So then I'm using another system to this. You know, and freedom comes only from the inside, actually. Like it's like revealing new or inspiration or whatever it comes from. Because whatever outside is old, actually, this is what we know. As for example, as Door of Doors, for example, right? So it's something that goes inside with itself, just copying it itself. It's like a dream. When we're dreaming, we see actually the something that not exist, of course, like it's sometimes it exists, sometimes not, but it's mostly copy of this world. Some of the world is more like metaphors, because it's metaphors, very simple, like code of something that you can use in the for different situation, different processes. So for example, but the some works, they have very like straight, let's say, story, like version, for example. The version actually very directly related with the traditional mentality that talking about like importance of virginity. So it's something that it exists in many, many cultures, of course, and in Azerbaijan too. And somewhere it's criticizing the thing, like, for example, the family value. So it's related with a virginity somehow or not, etc. And in contemporary world. So, and it's interesting that, but because of it's been a part of the another project, actually, the version and the video work, the social anatomy, that was a part of the project that talk about Azerbaijan sexuality, actually. It's one of the hidden, topics that you can talk about. So you're not even talking about, like, you know, this with your friends, I mean, in Azerbaijan. So it's not polite, it's not right. I'm not polite, but it's not, you know, it's not right to talk about these things. That's why many works were being related with something that exists, but nobody talking about this. If I will talk about like the social anatomy, so I think that was the kind of base of this project, where in this case I tried to use a cultural objects. So again, like we can say now, traditional or cultural objects that related with a certain cultural rituals, actually, like, and one of the, so I choose something very important, starting from first sex, actually, from birth to marriage, and because there are certain processes for men and for girls, like, you know, like even like it's biological process for men, for example, it's circumcision, one of the traditional way, not only here, so it's like Islamic and many Jews actually going through this ritual in a different, you know, in different ways. So it's different traditional. So for example, some's doing it as boys is born. Some's doing it at about 7 years old. Some's doing it even more late. So, but anyway, there it exists. So from my point, it's again, personal point, it's very traumatic. I mean, psychologically, it's traumatic. The social anatomy was kind of way to look to society in a very, like, you know, systematic way, like how everybody can be related with each other, and through different stages, starting from sex to different stage of man, for man and woman, till marriage, and then the death, actually. So one of the elements in this video is death. So it's kind of whole like circle of life and life, you know, from birth to death, and how it's happened in society, and what's the element, actually, what element exists there. So in general, it's rituals with human behavior. So in this case of this video, I use Azerbaijani culture, Azerbaijani cultural elements, but it's as a metaphor of, in general, to society, that we can take this work and try to look to another society and see there another element, another structure. So that was a kind of idea to see human behavior in some structure. So it's not chaotic. It's not about, like, again, the things like free will, etc. So it's more like systematic. It's more related with each other's system. That was the idea of this work. And actually, I use real people there who really know what to do. So I didn't teach them to do what to, that was kind of experimental things that I just put some this element that everybody know, everybody used to see, like what is the, for example, the circumcision, what is the, I don't know, funeral, you know, rituals, and everybody knew this. That was kind of most, I mean, for me, it was interesting to see how people, like, they just knew to what to do. They know what how to behave, what to, how to follow, etc. The invert is also like one of the experimental work. It's metaphorical. I use there two type of threats. It's one is supernatural. It's died with a natural dying. So it's with the natural plants and minerals. When other is like is synthetic, the way of coloring is like just a synthetic threats. So, but it was interesting to see this today's actually material with the all technological way. Actually, one is kind of disappearing and another is becoming. So something is, again, something is changing very like radically again in this. It's like you're directly losing here like this technological things of all, like of traditional technological elements in this case, actually, because you're using a synthetic, for example. So, but it's kind of this, so it's moment of not disappearing but transforming one to another, because you still like have the pattern there. It's the same pattern, but with absolutely another technological process. Actually, it's more about like our way to think, our way to think today, like how we're visualizing the things that can't be visualized in the past. The impossible viscosity, it's impossible viscosity of traditional society or tradition in general. When you're trying to stretch it, when you're trying to, it's not disappearing, it's transforming. Where is the border of this stretching? So what is the border of this? You know, again, it's as I said, like it's questions. So this is what I'm asking. So I'm not making a statement. It's not a manifesting of any idea. It's just questioning like what will happen if we'll stretch. It's something that really exists now. So if we'll see in this way, so in somehow it can also look beautiful. But at the same time, we see it's in the tension. So whatever, like whatever will happen, like with the old way of thinking, traditional thinking or conservative thinking, right? Like it's what happened when you're trying to change conservative thinking of society. But it's all, not only society; it's also personal, of course, like, because society is starting from personal perspective, from personal feelings. Or again, like, or if you possible is expand, then you become something else. So you shouldn't be relay again on tradition, relay on conservative thoughts, or partly relay and partly be flexible to change. Again, it's I'm asking it as a question. So is it possible, and which way it's possible? Is it possible to? But we don't see like this system of society. We don't see this. I mean, we can see, of course, like I don't know, some statistic. We can see some numbers. But we don't see society itself.